We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Local people, local stories. This is the WBBM All Local from News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM.
Chicago's new interim police superintendent was just introduced at City Hall. Following the retirement announcement from Eddie Johnson, Charlie Beck addressed the question many people have been asking. How can an outsider from Los Angeles lead the police department in Chicago?
You know, I know that people wonder, well, how can somebody that wasn't born and raised in Chicago and has the intimate knowledge of every street, like my friend Eddie Johnson does, be a superintendent? Well, Eddie's not going anywhere. He will be working with me during my tenure, making sure that we're able to continue the success that has been ongoing. I also have the first deputy superintendent who is standing behind me, and his intimate knowledge and his ability to run the day-to-day of the department will be key to success.
Beck is expected to meet with rank-and-file officers at police headquarters. Stay tuned to WBBM for more on this developing story. Police say a suspect is in custody in connection with a violent home invasion last night. It ended in the death of a homeowner.
Police say the home invader had sneaked through a window to get into the bedroom of a 17-year-old girl in the 500 block of East 89th Place in the Burnside neighborhood last night. Police say the male began to sexually assault the girl, and she began screaming. Her 66-year-old uncle heard her cries and went to help her, but the home invader pulled a gun and opened fire. The uncle was shot in the head and back and later died. The teenage girl was hospitalized. Police say a suspect was arrested and charges are pending. Bernie Tafoya, News Radio, 105.9 FM.
A tentative agreement has been reached in the one-day strike by teachers and support staff in Grays Lake Elementary School District 46. A union spokesman says no details will be released until members of the teachers' union and support staff are informed. Classes have already been canceled today because of a Teacher Institute Day. A spokesman for the school district could not be reached for comment. Some Chicago aldermen want to rework the ordinance dealing with short-term home rentals.
Some aldermen see the short-term vacation rental ordinance passed in 2017 that puts limits on the number of rentals as weak, and they're supporting new rules. Alderman Patrick Daly Thompson and Marty Quinn are supporting changes that would include banning short-term rentals in certain precincts in their wards. A recurring problem is people renting homes or apartments for parties. Alderman Michelle Smith told the Tribune she can't think of another business in the city that's allowed to operate before they have a license, in some cases for months or even years, because overburdened city regulators can't keep up. Mike Krauser, News Radio 105.9 FM.
Authorities in southeastern Wisconsin say they now know the identity of a woman found fatally beaten near a cornfield in 1999. They've made an arrest in the case. The victim's body was found on the edge of the cornfield in Raymond in July of 1999. Her body was exhumed in 2013 with the hope of using advancing technology to identify her. Authorities plan to provide details at a news conference later today. Several festivals may be cut from the calendar in Elgin next year. They include the 47-year-old Elgin Valley Foxtrot Marathon. The Courier News reports the city is considering its options in order to refocus and create signature events that can attract larger crowds. For the second time in a decade, a South Suburban cemetery is responding to complaints of poor conditions.
Homewood Memorial Gardens has been on state probation for the past year for a failure to properly map out their grounds. Families tell CBS2 the grounds are in disrepair with sinking headstones, dirt patches on grave sites, and casket liners poking through the soil. Cook County Sheriff's Police Detective Sergeant Jason Moran tells CBS2 it is unusual.
The cemetery authority needs to be more careful and pay more attention to the grounds.
The cemetery says it is working to address the issues. Groundskeeper Rich LaFaire says they're buying new equipment.
It's called a tamper. Okay. We could use that to stamp down the dirt a little bit more firmer. So it'll help avoid any more sinkage or seepage.
Rob Hart, News Radio 105.9 FM.
Several Chicago aldermen are urging the mayor to eliminate lower wages for tipped workers as part of the move to increase Chicago's hourly minimum wage to $15. The Tribune reports the aldermen are citing a study that shows four of the five lowest paying jobs in the city are for workers making tips. The Illinois Restaurant Association opposes a raise, saying increasing tipped workers' pay to $15 an hour will only lead to restaurants and bars laying off employees. 70 Chicago high school girls boarded buses last night for a road trip to Atlanta. The purpose of the trip is to visit several historically black colleges and universities in the area. Sierra Arrington is a senior at Chicago Vocational Career Academy.
It encourages us to go to college. I mean, most people, when they don't visit colleges, they feel like it's not real enough. Like, but if they like do one-on-one experience or like personal experiences with the college and can go see them, then it makes them more likely to go to college.
The trip is sponsored by the group Working on Womanhood, which says for many of the girls, it might be their only chance to visit potential colleges outside of the Chicago area.
That's the WBBM All Local, updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news, traffic, weather, sports, and business, listen live to WBBM anytime by asking your smart speaker to play WBBM News Radio. You can also listen to WBBMNewsRadio.com, on the Radio.com app, and of course, on the radio. News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM, WBBM.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.